in the medical science, they say if parents have certain diseases, children also are likely to get that one. If parents are diabetic, they say children also are likely to be diabetic. If parents had cancer, children also likely to get cancer. It is there, looking from the gene point of view. Two weeks back, I was in Brisbane, and during my office was opposite to Brisbane Hospital. During the lunch break, I took a stroll in various wards in the hospital. It's a big hospital, went to various blocks, and all I could see that energy was very low. In the hospital, I could see the energy. Energy was very low, and there is no cheer in the face of the patients, nor are the healthcare professionals. There is no energy. I was thinking the better way of healing in the hospital, that environment itself is not conducive for healing. I was thinking if the patients, it's chronic patients who are admitted there, if they are taken out for a stroll in the park, they will recover very quickly. It's a energy level itself is down, and they need a happier environment, healthier environment. If they go around, if they are in a wheelchair, they can be taken around, and they can make an experiment. They should get discharged quicker. And a healthier environment, happier environment, and we have to define what is happiness. How do we define happiness? We don't know how to define happiness. Everyone, I want to be happy, they say. In the scripture says, whatever we do, we want to be happy. How do you define happiness? Best of the happiness. How do you define? If I go to a restaurant, if I eat, I think I will be happy. Or if I go to a movie, I will be happy. Or if I get $1 million, I will be happy. How do you define? Is the happiness there, is the same, or it changes? How do you measure? In Taittiriya Upanishad, they define the happiness. What is happiness? The happiness is yuva sadhu, yuva adhyayaka, and ashishto, dridashta, balishta, prithivi purna vittasya, manusha anandaha. Happiness is defined as yuva sadhu. It's one is bubbling with energy. It's a yuva means not only the young person, can be a old person, but always positive. That is a youth. And second quality, sadhu, very humility. The humility personified, not an arrogant person. Yuva sadhu, yuva, not only that one, very humble person. It's not an arrogant person. Then yuva adhyayaka, well-learned person. It's not an ignorant person, well-learned with humility. And it's ambitious person, not a dull person. I'm not interested. It's a very ambitious person. And full of conviction. It's a person having full of conviction. Ambitious person, well-learned, and with humility. And wealth at the disposal. All the wealth at the disposal. If you have that one, that person is a happy person. Happy person, not that I get an expensive car or expensive house or go on a world tour. Not that one. It says these are the qualities. If we inculcate those ones, that person will be happy. One is always positive in the life, yuva, and it's a humble person. It's a no arrogancy in that person, no arrogancy, and no arrogance of knowledge, no arrogance of wealth, and well-learned, very ambitious person, and full of conviction. And all the wealth at the disposal, that is the it's a definition of health, it's a happiness. They say in Australia, generally people say it's a very wealthy country. It's Australia, most of us have come here seeking that. It's a, they say it's a happy country. Well, it's a very lucky country, lucky country. And the luckiness, we define the lucky based on the wealth, material wealth. All the Western countries, it's a materially prosperous, but spiritually dried out. They say if you enjoy the prosperity of the material, you need the backing of the scriptures. You need to develop the values. Values, characters. Characters, everyone has a character. Here, character is defined in the scripture as the character, my character of be of use for others. It's not a burden for others. That is the character. We have to develop the values, the countries which emphasize on the values and material prosperity. If both are there, that country flourishes. Otherwise, this material prosperity is for a small time, short time, and it will go to downfall. The scripture says in the Mundaka Upanishad, we need both material prosperity and spiritual prosperity. Both are required for a person's upliftment, person's growth. Material itself, it's, we see that after the so much of wealth, I don't know what to do with that one. Mentally, that person is very disturbed. And on the other token, only spiritually elevated, but abjure poverty, it is also not good. We need both material wealth and it's a spiritual wealth. Both go hand in hand. And it's talking of the characters. We have to develop the character. Character in Ramayana. Last week I mentioned Chaitra Masa. In the springtime, Indian New Year comes. It's one on the solar calendar, one on the lunar calendar. In the lunar calendar, first day of the month, Chaitra, first day to the ninth day. Today is the ninth day, Navami, Rama Navami. It's a Rama Navami. In that Narada, first Valmiki asked that question to Narada. Sir, do you know anyone who is ideal person? Ideal in all regard. It's a most generous, ideal son, ideal husband, ideal king, ideal friend. It's ideal in every regard. Most compassionate, most generous, always cheerful and full of conviction. It's that type of person have we come across. And Narada says, yes, I will talk about Rama. He is from Ikshvaku dynasty. He is perfect in all regard. In our life, we lack ideal people. In the sadhaka, it says, as a practitioner, we need to have a role model, as an ideal person. And most of us, we have ideal person as some cricket player or some Bollywood star or those who are very prosperous in their life, we financially prosperous, we keep them as an ideal person. It says we need to have an ideal person, such an ideal person. When you start contemplating every day, inner purification starts happening. So, for example, in India, for example, one great scholar is there. He has written commentaries on all the scriptures. He can talk scriptures word by word, or any topic he can talk for length. And that person, and he himself cannot control the anger. For trivial things, he gets upset. If you have that person, such people as a role model, it is not inspiring for a seeker or a students. And it says, you need to have a role model such that he's perfect in all regard, no defect, perfect in all regard. You need to have that type of role model. That Rama itself, meaning is delight. Meaning of Rama is delight. Everyone is seeking the delight in the life. Everyone is seeking the happiness in life. what is the lasting happiness, which gives the lasting happiness is Rama, within that one, inner treasure. Seek the inner treasure within. That is the real Rama. Seek him. Today is the day. Many people had Lord Rama as an ideal person. Gandhiji also had Sri Rama as an ideal person. He was doing the japa of Rama all the time. Even in the last minute of his life, when he was shot, the last word he uttered, "Hey Ram," it's a thought of the Ram. They say in the Valmiki has composed towards the last section of Ramayana, he says, those who contemplate on the Rama, who reads about the Rama, who reads about the life of Rama, they will have a strong memory, good health, long life. He mentioned Ramayana, Valmiki Ramayana is nothing but an expansion of Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra has 24 letters. Tat, first letter starts with Tha. Valmiki Ramayana also starts with first letter Tha. Tapasvadhyaya niratam, tapasvi vagvidam varam. Those who read this one, Rama's this one, they will be an eloquent speaker. They will be a great speaker. And he says, the Gayatri Mantras, it says, Dhiyo yona prachodayat. Mind, may mind be an illumined mind, sharp intellect. That, he says, Valmiki, those who contemplate on Rama will have a sharp memory, strong intellect, no problem with Alzheimer's disease, no memory loss. They will lead their full life. They will have a glorious life. They will lead a magnanimous life like Lord Rama. It's a day to reckon. And also, all the yoga sadhakas, take home message, we need to have an ideal person, ideal role model as we practice. If we don't have that ideal role model, we don't know how to tread. Somebody has to hold that mirror in front. This is the ideal, how you are. There is an offset. How to reduce the offset? When you contemplate, when you have a role model, ideal person, it helps to reduce the offset. And so that the reflection, the qualities of the Lord starts reflecting through you. It's the message of Ramayana and message for the sadhakas. Lie down on your back.